nothing heard. So with that, we will get our net started here. One announcement to make, a bit of sad news. August 22nd, we lost a longtime ham, past president of our club, Dwayne Morris, KD8AUY, passed away. There is information up on our club website, and there is a link there also, I believe, to the Snow Funeral Home, which has all the obituary and memorial service information on it. So ham community definitely lost a great person here recently with Dwayne. And thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends during this difficult time for them. With that, we will go ahead and get our net started here. We'll start off with our Echolink station, Horst, up in Harrison, KD8ZXR, you're up, and standby Rob. Horst, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
This is KD8ZXR, Horst, up in Harrison, Michigan. Just back from a month trip out to the East Coast. Had a great time out there. Stopped Niagara Falls, Syracuse, Albany, New York, Twin Mountains, Vermont, Mount Washington, and then off to Bar Harbor, Maine, and then back again. Had a great time. No problems. Just cost a bunch of money out there. Other than that, just trying to log in to the Fed website to renew my license and just having a few issues getting through with them. This is KD8ZXR, back to net control.
Appreciate you joining us tonight. Definitely sounds like you had quite the adventure out east there. Expensive, like you said, I can imagine that. Well, hopefully one sideline to that is maybe if you had lobster out in Maine, maybe that was a little bit cheaper than around here. And good luck with renewing the license. I know it can definitely be a hassle, or quite a few people have complained about the FCC's website and navigating through it, getting renewed. I know the one night after one of our club meetings, we helped Mike, N8XPS, get his renewed, and it was a little bit of a headache, but it finally went through, and he finally got renewed on that also. So good luck with that, and if you have any questions or problems on it, give myself or Ron a holler. I might be able to help you a little bit on that. So, all right, next up on our list, we will go to Rob, KC8SDL, and standby Ron. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Good evening, KDMH and the group, Kilo Charlie, Sid Dozrima. Yeah, Rob brought up about the passing of Dwayne there. I didn't know him, but a couple of people in the BARC knew of him, but definitely condolences to his family. Sounded like his name led a very lively life. It was really, really tuned in to the club and all the operations of Savara, the club and everything, which is pretty cool. Okay, Mike, I'm doing pretty good here. I'm getting ready to go to the Octagon Bar. That's coming up the weekend of the 7th and 8th, so Rob will be over there with his engines, and looking forward to that. I'm not sure if it's going to be really hot, or I have to do like I did one year. I had to bring a coat because it was 31 degrees. One Saturday morning, let's hope it doesn't get that cold. All right, one other quick thing here. I got my hot water 100 heat kit ready for sale. It'll build 68 as a predecessor to the hot water 101. The successful buyer will get the radio, an HP23 supply, which has been recapped by WVICU, D104 mic with a new element, the umbilical cable between the radio and the power supply, and somewhere in my stuff, I got the assembly manual somewhere, but I want to be able to find that here pretty soon, so but I bring that. I mentioned that before. Other than that, yeah, like I said, the plane radio worked at GatorNet this evening on the 7255 on HF and did really good, but the band kind of changed and got real noisy, but HF-wise was pretty good. But yeah, I've been staying in the basement. Wait, come on. Staying down in the basement, it's nice and cold down here. But I got the Kenwood running there, Mike. Yeah, because the Swan, which works great, thanks to your club, and the Heathkit, when you got 20 tubes compared to 3, I think I'd rather run the radio with 3 tubes. A lot cooler, so. Okay, Mike, if I got the report, Mike, we still got up in the upper 70s right now, but was going to go out and try to mow the grass. I gave up. Too hot out there, so. Okay, I'll be around for the second go on. I'll hand it back to the next control and doing a great job. KD8, MMX to the group. Coach Shirley 8, cheers up to Lima. Take it away, Mike.
All right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Good luck there with your Octagon barn. Hopefully the weather does hold out for you for that. And my weather's showing 82 still here right now. And, yeah, it was definitely not a day to be working, doing anything outside. I picked up the camper over the weekend and brought it home to get it cleaned up. I'm doing Halloween camping here in about a month or so. And, yeah, weather like this, I'm not going to go out there and work on washing that down or getting that cleaned up. I'll wait a few days. Hopefully the temperatures will drop a little bit. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net on the KADAC repeater. Before we go to Ron, let me take another quick standby here and see if there is anyone else that would like to join our net. If anyone else out there would like to join the Monday Night Net, please call Net Control now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, very good, Rick. Thank you for joining us. I've got you added to our list. We'll be down to you here shortly. Is there anyone else that would like to join our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.